Are you searching for personal development, motivation, self-help, success? Jim Cathright. Well, you come to the perfect place. Hang on.
Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you could also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Jim Cathright has authored 20 books, including Relationship Selling and Acorn Principle, and numerous recorded programs while traveling internationally to provide speeches and seminars, conferences, and workshops. He's a TEDx presenter and serves as a strategic advisor and consultant. Jim is the original author and creator of the concept of relationship selling. He's also a certified speaker professional from the National Speakers Association. Now today, Jim shares how he motivated himself to lose 52 pounds of fat and how you can motivate yourself and others to do just about anything you choose. Listen to Jim.
Hi, I'm Jim Cathcart. Shortly after I got married back 40 plus years ago, I got fat. I put on a bunch of weight. I had stopped smoking, and I added enough weight that I was at one point 200 pounds on this 5'9 frame, and 200 pounds on a frame that ought to be carrying about 150 like I do today was way too much excess weight. Well, I needed to motivate myself to remove the excess weight and get in shape. So I decided I was going to do that, but I had already proven time and again that I could diet successfully. In other words, losing weight was no issue for me. I knew with a little bit of discipline over a 6 week or longer period, I could lose 20, 30 pounds. So I made a new goal. I said, I don't want to lose weight. That's just one of the steps along my path. What I want to do is become a slender person. I want to change my mindset, change my view of myself, change my lifestyle so that I become a slender person so I don't have to deal with weight as an issue for the rest of my life. Well, that was in 1976, I made that decision. I started doing what slender people do instead of what overweight people do. I stopped worrying about dieting and I started thinking about eating healthy. I stopped focusing on the old habits that kept me the way I used to be and made me comfortable, and I focused on the new habits I needed to acquire that would make me continually fit and healthy. In making that change, the first thing I had to do was just break the inertia. I had to decide, what's my program? How can I eat more healthy? What can I remember instead of following some regimen where I had to cook meals a certain way or all of it? I just said, I'm going to go on a FABS diet, F-A-B-S. I made this up. No fat, meaning animal fat, or at least minimal animal fat. No alcohol for a stated period, because I knew alcohol was just about as fattening as sugared soft drinks. No bread, white bread, because I'd have whole wheat or something like that with high fiber. But no white bread, no white flour. And no second helpings. You know, I found that second helpings are twice as fattening as first helpings. Well, I used to sit there and finish my meal and then say to my wife, are you going to finish that? And if she still had food on her plate, I would eat it. Or if there were some left in the bowl, I would get a second helping. Well, no wonder I was gaining weight. I was eating more than a meal each time. And then I'd walk away from the table feeling stuffed. So I changed my eating habits and I changed my action habits, because there's two things if you want to increase your fitness and reduce your weight. One, you got to burn up more calories. Two, you got to take in fewer calories and take in less junk that's going to clog up your system. So I changed my dietary choices to things that didn't clog up my system, and I changed the quantity of it to a reasonable quantity, but then I had to increase the activity. And I couldn't get myself to exercise every day, but I could get myself to put on my running shoes and step out the door. I could. Now it sounds silly, but by committing to that one action, no matter when it was, no matter how inconvenient it was to me, or how little time I had to commit to exercise, if I would commit to putting on the running shoes and stepping out the door, once a day, every day, no matter what, I found that most of the time I would go ahead and either go for a walk or a little bit of a jog. And after a while, I got to where I could jog a full mile, and then 2 or 3 miles, and ultimately 5 miles nonstop. In other words, I went from being fat to fit, not through a regimen of detailed exercise, but through just breaking the seal on the bottle and getting the first things out, right? Just starting the process. Just show up. Just pick up the phone. If you don't feel like making the phone call, just dial the number and let it ring. You can always hang up. Or when they answer, just say, "Hi, this is Jim Cathcart." Now you're in it, okay? Go ahead. So whatever it is you need to get yourself to do, self-motivation is about starting. It's about activating the motive. So ask yourself, what kind of person do I want to be? I wanted to be a slender person. I wanted to be a successful person. How do successful people behave? How do successful people behave? How do successful people think? How do slender people eat? When, where, what do slender people eat? How do they exercise? How much exercise? What type of exercise, right? So think about the person you intend to become, and then ask yourself the daily question. How would the person I intend to become do the things I'm about to do? That's how you motivate yourself.
That's awesome. And for more from Jim Cathcart, simply search YouTube and go to his Facebook page at facebook.com/jim.cathcart. His best-selling book, The Self-Motivation Handbook, can be found at his Facebook page and or Amazon.com. And I'll be sure to leave a link in the show notes. And remember, as the late great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Today you've been hanging out with Jim Cathcart. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show. And thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollock. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollock.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollock. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.